6:35 on AM 760 WJR. A federal judge has ordered former Vice President Mike Pence to appear in front of a grand jury investigating former President Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election. And in another court action, Dominion Voting System says it wants to put some of Fox News' top executives and most well-known hosts on the witness stand in its billion-dollar defamation case against the network. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne is here, and she takes a look at both cases. Marie?
Yeah, these are a couple of interesting court cases. The judge's ruling remains under a seal, but several sources are reporting the judge will order former Vice President Mike Pence to testify. He will likely not have to answer questions about what he did on January 6th, but he would have to testify about any possible legal acts committed by the former president. Let's make that illegal acts committed by the former president. Pence's attorneys have cited constitutional grounds in challenging the subpoena. They argue that because the vice president was serving in his capacity as the president of the Senate that day, he was protected from being forced to testify under the Constitution's speech or debate clause. That's intended to protect members of Congress from questioning about official legislative acts. Trump's lawyers also have said they objected to the Pence complying, citing executive privilege. Pence testifying sets up the unprecedented scenario of a former vice president being compelled to give potentially damaging testimony against the president he once served. Pence is said to said testifying would be unconstitutional and unprecedented. No word on what he or his legal team plan to do next. Now, in another legal matter pertaining to the 2020 election, Dominion Voting Systems said in a court filing it wants to put some of those well-known names from Fox News on the stand in its $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit. Dominion wants to call witnesses such as the Fox News chief executive Suzanne Scott, Fox News president Jay Wallace, hosts Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Maria Bartiromo, Laura Ingraham, and Brett Baer, and the former executive Bill Salmon and politics editor Chris Steirwalt. Dominion is alleging the network recklessly disregarded the truth in its coverage in pushing various pro-Trump conspiracy theories. Fox News maintaining that it was proud of its 2020 coverage and has said that the Dominion's lawsuit could weaken the First Amendment. Again, no word on what's going to happen in that legal action either. We're awaiting word.
So Fox News, you know, they don't know if they're going to be okay with putting these hosts on the stand.
No, but what's interesting is that Fox has also hinted that they may put these people on the stand as well, because there's a legal strategy involved there. So they've kind of made some noise that maybe they're going to call these folks as well. So this is going to be very interesting to see ultimately what happens here.
Is Rupert Murdoch going to be called as well?
That was one of the people that they have made some noise about calling in. That has not been settled yet.
Marie, this is Mark Hollis. I think as you look through some of the media being called in to testify, it's an interesting dynamic that goes on in some of the network news now, where commentary is less reporting and more sharing of opinions, sharing of thoughts. And that's going to be something that's interesting in this case and maybe others, of what is the role that the media is playing and what kind of connectivity do they have in order to form those opinions.
Right. And can they be held liable for some of those opinions? The line between news and opinion has definitely been blurred, certainly on many news platforms and what were traditional news platforms. So it's going to be interesting to see. And calling especially some of these hosts to the stand will definitely clarify for future reference what news people can and cannot say. In this case, these people were talk show hosts. So there is a little bit of a different spin on what they do.
And Marie, the former vice president, basically he and his team evaluating the court's decision at this point?
Yeah, nothing yet from them on what may or may not happen yet. But, you know, what they argued was that you're asking him to to really testify against his former boss, but also as in his role as the president of the Senate that day, which is really not allowed. So the court appears to be ruling that indeed it is allowed. They're just going to ask him, though, about what conversations he may have had with the president, President Trump at the time, what conversations he had with him that day, not about his role in the proceedings on Capitol Hill that day.
So not necessarily January 6th, but
no, yes, they want to know what the conversations were with the former president on that day, but not necessarily what he was doing that day as the president of the Senate. They need to keep those separate.
You know, this is, you know, really interesting because here you have one, the former president, who is a candidate now for 2024.
Yep.
And Pence, who may become a candidate. That's just very intriguing. And now one has to testify against the other. Oh, boy, that is a mess.
That's a very good point because you have, again, like you said, one person's running for president. You're asking another person who used to work for him to testify against him. And he himself may be running for president.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic because as you've got another election that's on the forefront, you have all of these different individuals who have jobs, had jobs, want jobs, and they're all lining up their stories, and not knowing maybe what's going to come out of left field from either one of the news analysts or from someone else that happens to be in the chair. Dan Gilbert has isms. Do the right thing. If you do the right thing, you don't have to worry about it.
Boy, if all of us could just live by that, right?
Do the right thing.
Even when no one's watching, Mark, we should add that. Even when no one's watching.
Especially
when no one's watching.
So, Marie, when will we know more about what the vice president, the former vice president, will do when it comes to the testimony?
I have a feeling we'll probably hear this week or early next week. There's a lot of consideration here that has to go into what the next step will be on this.
Well, this will be unprecedented. And, you know, we're all going to be looking see what happens, you know, with this. This is great stuff. Marie Osborne, senior news analyst, thank you so much for being with us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show.
Thank you.
Mark, it's...